And I get 4 years for, as a result of my case, I don't know, the government stopped all Smith Act prosecutions as a result of me.
Huh. How old were you at this time?
Hmm?
How old were you?
25, 26, 27. No, when the whole McCarthy shit hit the fan in 1950, I just decided that the only way to put an end to it was the way a lot of people used to do it in the French underground. They joined the Gestapo. See, the way I looked at the American left was idiotic in running and hiding. I mean, today the kids have proved you don't hide. You stand up and say, fuck you. You know, I mean, that's life.
Yeah, right.
And I've always done this all my life. I grew up in the streets in New York. I sort of used my fists as a kid. We used to fight our way to school. And I don't know how to run from a fight. I just don't know how. You know, I'd rather, you know, like, I'm crazy, all right? I don't know how to run. And I couldn't see it. So I made up my mind one day. The only way to do it was to call the FBI and say, I want to be a Fink. I made one rule of thumb, and it's never bring up a name they didn't have before. I put an affidavit in the safe deposit box before I did it because I wanted my intent to be there in case I died. I didn't want to die a Fink. And then I made like I found God because that's the only thing, you know, that sort of functions here. And then they got very uptight because I put an end. I was the kid who said the emperor's got no clothes, I guess. I think my case was to the McCarthy period what Ellsberg and the Vietnam Papers was to the Vietnam War, the credibility of it.